Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Hopefully the audio sounds good. Of course, we got the cicada outbreak. Not as many up here in northern Pennsylvania as there are other places. But I had to test out my other mic, which doesn't pick up quite as much background noise. Hopefully it works. We'll see, I guess. But anyway, let's go ahead and move on in. Today we want to talk about knowing Christ versus knowing of Christ. And this is a major distinction here because some people go to church because it's the thing you're supposed to do, or they've grown up on it. It's simply their habit, or you meet nice people, or, you know, it's just the social organization of their town or their family or their lifestyle. And these people might know a whole lot about Jesus. They might be able to recite to you the gospel even. They might even be able to tell you Bible stories, and some of them might have even read the Bible. Now, this is kind of on the heels of talking last week about making sure you're reading your scriptures and the importance of doing that. But it's not just reading your Bible, because reading the Bible itself isn't the work that gets you into heaven. Reading your Bible teaches you the commandments of God and the way we are supposed to live in our life. That really is the purpose of it. But you can know all about it. You can read the Bible over and over. You can live your life as perfect and as moral as you possibly can, especially if you think, I'm going to church and I got to be as moral as possible because this is what Jesus demands us to be. And you can get to the end of your life, the end of the times, the end of the days, and then Christ is going to say, I never knew who you were. Depart from me, you evil doer. And that is a very terrifying thing. In fact, we want to look at that specific verse, Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So it's not knowing of Jesus, it's not being aware of who he is that is the ultimate decider. In fact, James says this in James chapter 2, verse 19, you believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and they shudder. The demons believe that Jesus is Christ. In fact, they move beyond belief. They know Jesus is the Christ. They know Jesus is the Savior of the world. But the thing about the demons is they look around at all this kind of stuff and they go, you know what? We ain't making it. They can't place their trust in him. The angelic beings, of course, can't. That's a different story. But it illustrates the point here is that you can know of God. You can know of the commands. You can even practice the commands of God. That does not make one saved. What makes one saved is when we actually place our trust in him. We recognize our works have no role to do at all. And I'm just reminded of some stories, thinking back to some people that I've known as I was a new believer. And I was a new believer and very, very studied still. I obviously didn't know a fraction of what I know now about scriptures or theologies or doctrines or Christian living. But I was definitely studying my scriptures. And I go into this Bible study because, of course, you're supposed to go to these small group Bible studies. And they're doing this book by some crazy dude. You would have heard of the name, some church growth preacher. And I thought this stuff was pretty much nonsense. Well, at one point in time, we're going through the principles of the things I tend to call false humility. You know, you gotta, and you go to these groups, you gotta talk about how bad of a person you are and how horrible you are and all this kind of stuff. You get all that going on. Well, I remember there was this guy in there that he confronted me later because they were asking these questions. They were basically, it was one of these small groups, and so they're using this quote-unquote quasi-Socratic method. You know, he's got the teacher's guide, so he's asking questions. And I'm like just answering all the questions. And this guy confronts me afterwards. You know, one of the elders of the group, you know. And he's like, you know, you might be intimidating some of the other people. Maybe you shouldn't tell everybody you know all the answers. Yeah, maybe true. I mean, he might have one point that I shouldn't be answering all the questions. But the fact of the matter is I'm not just, as soon as he asks it, I just scream it out. Everyone else is looking at a cow, looking at a new gate. Every question, and I'll have the answers because I'm well-studied, and this book is very basic level compared to where I'm at, despite I'm a new Christian and all these guys have been believers for 25 years. So that guy demonstrated fruit throughout his life of not really knowing, like not really trusting a lot in Christ. He's more of a meddler than anything else, because there's been stories and stories of the guy from other different things. I just heard one the other day, how he's still crazy and doing the same stuff. You know, it's kind of weird to see. But the point of all of that, the point of that story is that we are not saved by our knowledge of God. We are not saved by our good works. We are saved when we actually place our trust in Christ, knowing that while we were yet sinners, He died for us. And so we want to look at a couple verses here about trusting in God. So look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. By grace you have been saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So nothing we can do brings us to salvation. The next verse, in fact, says, not as a result of works, so that no man may boast. And we'll come back to the end of that phrase in a minute. But in Acts chapter 4, verse 10, says, let it be known to all of the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name this man stands here before you in good health. It is by that name by which one is saved. In fact, in Acts 10:43, it says, of him all the prophets bear witness that through his name everyone believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. I don't actually have it written down, but John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We have to place our trust in Christ. We have to be saved on the basis by which God has sent his Son to redeem us, which means that we do not actually get out there and do these things to be saved. We do good works. That is a part of the Christian life, but the good works we do are an extension. They are a cause of our salvation. So we don't do our good works to be saved. We are do our good works because we are saved. That is a distinction. In fact, that is the last phrase there in Ephesians 2, that block of text anywhere before it moves into a new thought. It says in Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. And of course, Titus says something very clear. Well, Paul says to Titus something very similar. It's talking about Jesus Christ here, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people of his own possession, zealous for good deeds. That's Titus 2:14. So we are saved unto him so that we might do good deeds. That is so critically important. So ultimately the gospel is this: we are sinners. We are incapable of coming to God ourselves, but a knowledge of God is not enough to save us. No, we must place our trust in him, recognizing we bring nothing to the table in our salvation. And as we bring nothing to the table in our salvation, we place the entirety of our salvation onto him. And when all that is done, when we are ultimately and finally saved in light of that, it is the outpouring of the love and grace in our heart from our salvation that causes us to do good works. So if you are unaware today, if you just think that you're going to heaven because of your knowledge of God or your knowledge of the Bible or your constant church attendance or your good deeds, you need to repent and place all of your trust in Christ to make it the way into heaven, not relying on all of the other things around us. So there is our daily walk for today. You can have a look at the website, ourwalkinchrist.com, for any other books and resources that we have. With that, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.